about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I'm not liking this heat. It's already getting hot. It's April. It's April already. I'm not liking it at all. I especially don't like it because of the power bills, you know? Oh, when you purchase air conditioning, right, or you pay your power bill, when you live in Southern Nevada, not pretty. Not pretty at all. So, I can't believe how my mom did it with a swamp cooler in Phoenix. They had swamp coolers. She said the city was just shut down in the middle of the summer. You just wouldn't do anything except just kind of cool off with the hose. Man, I know, you know, feel sticky. I mean, I could just drink a Coca-Cola. I could just drink a nice cold Coca-Cola, but probably not after I hear this woman died after drinking 10 liters of it a day. Do you guys hear about that? A New Zealand mother of eight, after drinking 10 liters of Coca-Cola a day, suffered cardiac arrest. Now, her name is Natasha Harris, only 30 years old, from the southern city of Invercargill, was vomiting six times a week in the months leading up to her sudden death. Now, apparently she died last year. No, actually, she died February 2010. So why are we only talking about this now? I'm not too sure. All right, they think what happened is at the time of death, she was in liver. She had liver disease. She had cardiac arrhythmia. She had poor nutrition, too much caffeine, and lack of potassium in the blood. Remember I told you guys potassium? You know, three bananas a day keep the stroke away. Well, apparently, they still, I guess, I was shocked. I thought she died just recently, but they say February 2010. Right now, they still have yet to discover her cause of death. She died February 25th, 2010. And they believe she consumed 10 liters of Coca-Cola a day. Now, can Coca-Cola kill you? I don't know. I've never seen this. I've never seen a person drink that much. Now, okay, let's say somebody drank that much soda and they became diabetic and they put themselves into a diabetic coma. All right, then you could say that. But, you know, I haven't seen studies saying soda, whether it be Coca-Cola or any other soda, puts you into liver failure or into renal failure. But if she's not eating anything and all she's drinking is soda, well, absolutely, she could be malnourished. She could have absolutely arrhythmias because of the high caffeine. Who knows? So I don't know why. I mean, remember we talked about somebody who had like a 10-liter-a-day Diet Coke addiction where she was addicted to Diet Coke, really addicted. Oh, there was also a woman, I remember, in Europe, addicted to urine. She would drink her urine. Remember that one? I know. Yeah, so, yeah, I guess there's all types of people out there. They like the urine. They like the Coca-Cola. I mean, I love Coca-Cola. I mean, very, very moderately because, again, the sugar, you know, when you drink soda, that sugar, you talk about the sugar count, for some reason you just need to triple it. Maybe it's because of high fructose corn syrup or what. But, I mean, you pack on the pounds with these soft drinks more than if you had a little bitty tiny sugar cookie. So I'm very intimidated by that. But, I mean, just sad. Mother of eight. You know, but then you also wonder, mother of eight by age 30, you know, suffered cardiac arrest. I mean, I have two kids. And, I almost blow a coronary all the time with them. I mean, imagine having eight kids. Eight. I mean, that's one for each octopus leg. That's difficult. That's difficult. So, you know, if you ask me, yes, I think something did happen. You know, there could be something to that much soda and caffeine, but I could not be a mom of eight kids. I love kids. I love kids. I love being around them. I love my own kids, but just two of them. Okay? Don't ask me to adopt anymore. All right, so we got a lot to talk about on the Dr. Dahlia Show today. Yes, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, and I am Dr. Dahlia Wax. Are you a real doctor? Yes, I am. I'm a real doctor. I went to medical school, and I passed. I'm not going to tell you how I passed, whether it was by the seat of my pants or in nice Olympic leap, but I passed. And I'm here to answer your medical questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So what do I got for you today? Well, apparently, the Los Angeles Board of Education School District is thinking about lowering the bar for graduation because they're going to have too many dropouts. So they need to ease its policy that all students pass college prep classes because people aren't passing. I guess I, you know, you bring, what's that saying? They're lowering their standards, which I think is the absolute wrong way to go with this. We're making things too easy on our children. Also, it looks like the Japanese have developed these glasses. And when you put the glasses on, your food looks bigger than it is. So they're calling it a seafood diet. They are. And the glasses make the food look bigger. Okay. One story I wanted to talk about yesterday that I didn't is all this time that I've been talking to you guys about gum disease and poor dental health, you know, causing heart disease. Apparently, researchers and doctors said yesterday, nah, doesn't cause heart disease at all. Dr. Dahlia's wrong. Right? Well, I mean, they didn't say Dr. Dahlia's wrong, but they're saying all of us doctors who have been telling you that is wrong. So we'll talk about that, and I'll tell you what I'm going to tell then. And then, oh boy, there was a really good story I wanted to talk about. Okay, you know what? I'll have to fight it on break. Okay. 1-877 Dolly. I got so much to talk about. It's just too hot. I don't do well in heat. I like cold. I do excellent in cold. You know, I got my blankie, get my jackets, get my boots on. That's why I don't know why I live in the desert. I cannot do heat, and it's already getting hot, and we're only talking April. So, yes, I'm having a big problem with that. Also, we have some issues with porn that we're going to have to dive into. Apparently, porn has been found to shut off part of your brain. So we'll talk about that. And I guess children now are already getting addicted to porn because of porn being online. They say 4 in 5 16-year-olds regularly view porn. No, they're not watching SpongeBob SquarePants. They're not watching Glee. They're looking at porn. All right. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Looks like what, Mel Gibson's at it again. He goes off on another rant. Looks like last December, in the presence of the Maccabees screenwriters Randall Wallace and Joe Esterhaz at his home in Costa Rica, the rant in which he calls his ex-wife a, I can't say on air, starts screaming and ranting. What's wrong with this guy? Why does he have so many anger control issues? He drinks? You think that? You think it's because he drinks? Boy. We always talk about, you know, people going off on a tangent, going off either on a shooting spree or, you know, they get violent or whatever, and everybody goes, we never saw the signs. We never saw signs. Here we got somebody screaming and ranting all the time, dropping obscenities and slurs and epithets and all that. And you know, now they're like, he's Mel Gibson. He gets a pass. I just hope he just doesn't go berserk one day. Speaking of something that's deciding to go berserk, let's take that Mexican volcano we talked about a couple days ago. Although, this volcano they've been watching for years. Popocatépetl. Mexico's Popocatépetl volcano has already started to spew. It hurled superheated rock fragments half a mile into the air, and officials are warning more and bigger outbursts are likely. The volcano southeast of Mexico City has sent giant plumes of ash and water and vapor into the air, and they are believing that volcanic ash is going to start to fall soon. This is pretty scary. I do not like seeing volcanoes so close to heavy populated areas. Not good at all. Isn't the statistic Mexico City the most populated city? And this is pretty darn close. They say ash may fall on the eastern flank of the peak, away from the Mexican capital. Okay, good. The volcano has spouted ash and vapor about 15 times over the last 24 hours. They have raised the alert level due to the increase in activity of the 17,886-foot peak. Huh. Imagine who has the job counting that one. Its most violent eruption occurred 1,200 years ago on December 18th. Now, see, here's a typo. They say it occurred 1,200 years ago around December 18th, 2000. Well, December 18th, 2000 was 10 years ago. It was 12 years ago. See, they got to be careful with the typos. Because when I read this on air, you guys are expecting accuracy, efficiency, enunciation, enumeration. And here they can't be throwing me some typos. Okay, so, you know, speaking of making me look stupid, all right, so gum disease, they now say does not cause heart disease after all. All right, looks like there is a committee from the American Heart Association, okay, and they are, I guess, I see where they're going with this, okay? They're saying gum disease does not cause heart disease. That's what they're saying. They're saying you will not have it won't cause your arteriosclerosis. Okay? The committee reviewed 537 studies investigating periodontal disease and heart conditions, including heart attack, arteriosclerosis, and stroke. Some showed a positive association between dental infections, which are caused with the bacteria, which is what we've been talking about. But they say it does not support a causal relationship between gum disease and heart disease. So I guess what they're saying is, if you're going to get a heart attack, okay, God forbid, we don't want that happening. If you're going to get a heart attack, and it's because of your clogging arteries, whether you have dental disease or not, you're going to get the heart attack. You see, sometimes you have to flip these studies around, saying the glass is half full versus glass is half empty. So if, let's say you have high cholesterol, let's say you have diabetes, etc., and you have a heart attack. In that group of people, some of them had perfect teeth, some of them didn't. You see what I mean? All right. But could you be vulnerable, right, and prime for the, you know, right for the picking for a heart attack? Could you have everything you need in that recipe to have a heart attack, and then you have periodontal disease or inflammation of the gums, and that inflammation causes you to have an inflammatory state, or you have some bacteria seeding or something, you start to form a clot in your arteries and have a heart attack? Yes. So you see what they're trying to say? They're trying to say the periodontal disease doesn't help, but people can have heart attacks with good teeth. That's what they're saying. Instead, though, the media just, you know, decides to reinterpret what they're saying and says, oh, gum disease doesn't cause a heart attack. After all, you're good. You're all good. Well, no, that's not what they're saying. That's not what they're saying, okay? What they're saying is, you know, just because you go to the dentist doesn't mean you're not going to have a heart attack, okay? Because you can have a heart attack for a variety of other reasons. Got it? Right. Okay, good, good, good. Okay, thought we made that clear. It makes me look stupid. It makes all of us doctors and healthcare workers and dentists look stupid. We don't need that. Okay. Let's move on. We're going to talk about Starbucks. Remember, Starbucks had been in the news a couple weeks ago because of the dye. There's a food dye that actually uses a bug extract as a colorant. It's a very common extract used to make the pink coloring in strawberry smoothies. There's strawberries and cream frappuccino, raspberry swirl cake, birthday cake pop, mini donut with pink icing, and red velvet whoopie pie. They have, I guess. Sounds yummy. And so Starbucks decided it is now going to transition away from the use of the insect called the cochineal. Now, everybody was freaking out, oh my gosh, there's bugs in my Starbucks. Most strawberry type hue colorings have this. All right? We've been eating bugs for a very long time, people. Bug extract, that's where they get the dye and the coloring. It's just somebody decided to link it with Starbucks, and the media made a big deal with it, and now Starbucks has to be the first ones to say, okay, we're going to weed out the dye. You notice everything later we're going to eat is going to have no sugar, no fat, no color. It's really taken the fun out of everything. Okay, now, from that point on, Starbucks is going to use lycopene, which is a tomato-based extract. Okay, good. So our strawberries will be reddish instead of pink. Isn't a strawberry red anyway? Why is everything strawberry pink? Oh, it's because cherry gets the red color. Yeah, but I mean, if you look at a strawberry, people, it's red. Strawberry's red, so you really don't have to find, you know, pink dye. You could get away with tomato. I think that's fine. What about chili peppers? You could use red chili peppers, right? Okay. All right, what else is going on here? So the spokesperson said they're responding to numerous petitions and individual requests from customers who were concerned. Imagine people having bakeries. They're probably going, whoa, we dodged this bullet. And then they're just going to quietly. You know, something similar happened in Las Vegas. There was a doctor that allegedly... Right. His nurses said, he was a urologist, allegedly the nurses said that he told them to not throw out a piece of equipment until it got bloody and to reuse the piece of equipment. And the news just went haywire over this. And the piece of equipment, they claimed was supposed to be a disposable piece of equipment. Well, I looked at the piece of equipment and, you know, a lot of other people, and it didn't say disposable. It was something that you could soak, which is what he and his attorney said he did. And a couple of the other doctors in town called me up going, whoa, 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 I use the same thing. And it doesn't say disposable, right? So we do the 24-hour Cydex soak, which is a germicide, fungicide, infecticide, and you soak it for 24 hours. And since it has pieces you can't autoclave because it'll melt, you know, you clean it off, you make sure there's no pieces of tissue attached. This is for prostate biopsies. You do the 24-hour soak. And then you reuse the equipment. Many pieces of equipment are reused and used because you clean them. You can't, not everything is disposable. You have disposable equipment, then you have other pieces of equipment that attach to, for example, like your sigmoidoscopy or your colonoscopy. You can't autoclave your colonoscope, so you have to do the soak. You know, there's many pieces of equipment that you do that with. And so it was kind of interesting because some doctors were like, whoa. Well, then I guess I'm not going to use this product anymore. You know, it's like, you know, they totally skated from the media storm. They were doing what they were supposed to do, but this other doctor was unlucky enough to have a couple nurses say, oh, yeah, he told us to throw it away when it was bloody. And we never really learned the outcome of it, but rumor had it that, you know, a couple of these nurses didn't like him too much. You know, so that's why I recommend for anybody in their office, you know, not only do you do the soak. I mean, me, I only have equipment that I can autoclave or I could throw out. This way nobody can later claim I said not to throw it out. You know what I mean? And I autoclave things that really don't have to be autoclaved, like a vaginal speculum. So usually don't have to autoclave them, but I do. So at least the patient could see us open it up so I have another witness, right? Just in case somebody gets mad at me that they don't get a raise. They got to have great staff, but that happens. You know, you could have staff people, you could have employees, you could have, you know, and they could say anything, which is why got to make sure you have your cameras, make sure you have your witnesses, you know, to kind of avoid people accusing you of something that you didn't do. All right, guys, when we come back, why are our teenagers looking at porn? And why does our brain shut down? 1-877 Doc Deli.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia PhiladelphiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UTOPIASilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so there's a study that came out today saying watching pornography can actually shut down part of your brain. Now, I know a lot of women listening are like, I told my husband, this isn't about the men. This is in women. Mm-hmm. They studied this in women. All right. New research shows that watching pornographic films can actually shut down part of the brain that processes visual stimuli in women. A team from the University of Groningen Medical Center in the Netherlands scanned the primary visual cortexes of 12 healthy heterosexual premenopausal women while showing them porn. So I guess they were scanning. What did they use? PET scans? Yeah. All right. So they were PET scanning women's brains. Now, many of these women that were premenopausal, they were on birth control. You know how sometimes you get your little happy weeks when you're not on birth control, that estrogen surge. We talked about that. When is a woman the most amorous? Right? You want to get her in the happy week? Oh, come on. We haven't talked about that. Oh, okay. If really quickly, right, if you look at the 28-day cycle, right? First 5 days of the cycle is when they have their period. I know everybody thinks it's the end of the cycle, but in medicine, we call it the first five, for some of us, 7 to 8 very long days, but that's neither here nor there. Okay? Then, after you shed, slowly your hormones start to pick up, but your follicular stimulating hormone rises right before you need to ovulate. And that causes the estrogen buildup, then causes you to be able to shoot out an egg. Okay, that's when you are the most amorous, because they want you to find a mate and be fertilized so you can give birth. They, I don't know who they is. I guess the people that, you know, Darwin's group of guys that designed humans. I don't know. All right, God designed humans. But I guess in natural selection, all right, your body was designed to want to procreate. So when your FSH kind of shoots off maybe between days, it could be anywhere between 10 and 14, all right, you have your estrogen build up, your progesterone starting to build up because it wants to build a nice home in the uterus. So if you do get pregnant, then the egg and the new zygote with the little sperm attached to it gets to implant and have a nice cushiony, juicy area to implant, then all of a sudden, right, body realizes, wait a second, not pregnant at all, all right? So your progesterone drops, estrogen drops, and then you have your period, which is why usually right before your period is not the best time to have sex, because you're kind of grumpy. Not the best time to accost a person for sex, a lady for sex. But that whole, I call it the happy week, the week when you're, when you kind of have that FSH surge and the estrogen surge, you know, it's happy week. Okay, anyway, so in this particular city with women, what they decided to do was they were on birth control, so they didn't have any of these spikes. So, you know, they're not going to have a happy week or a happy day, etc. Okay, so they showed them three videos. Now, one group of women saw a documentary about marine life in the Caribbean. I would probably like to see that movie. I love marine biology and things like that. So I love fishies. That'd be a good video for me. I'd like that one, but, you know, who knows what group they put me in. So one of the videos was kind of a documentary type of thing. The other two videos were supposed to be, quote-unquote, women-friendly pornographic films. One showed only foreplay and manual stimulation, they said. The other one had very explicit scenes of oral sex and vaginal intercourse. Now, results of the PET scans on these women showed that the most explicit erotic film, the one which had the oral sex and intercourse, right, showed that these women were having far less blood being sent to their primary visual cortex. No, they weren't going blind or anything. They just had less blood flow. Okay? They said it was the same effect as seen when people are asked to conduct a non-visual task like remembering words, while also watching some sort of visual stimuli. They said in usual circumstances when watching films or doing other visual tasks, extra blood flows to the visual cortex. All right? They said Euroneurologist Gert Holstage, one of the people on the team, told Live Science that the results suggested that the brain was focusing more on sexual arousal than visual processing. So rather than you trying to pick up all the marine life type stuff, when you were watching the pornographic film, much of your brain function was kind of dealing with the arousal and getting you ready to have sex type of thing. Okay? Now, this isn't anything new. You know, somebody like, oh, really, really well, they found this, you know? Now your visual cortex, you use it, you know, to scan for danger and look around, and it gives you the anxiety you need to, you know, move when you need to move. But it looks like it does have a link with sex and, a lack of use during sex. So there is some sort of a link with that. So what does this mean? Well, what it means is you have, I guess, a sort of energy in your body. And we've talked about this when I brought up how I had this book from the late 1800s that was discussing how ladies should not be going to school. Girls should not be going to school when they're having their period because their brain won't be functioning as well. Because, their energy is being focused on what's going on with their uterus and their menstruating. And of course, you know, when I first read that, I was like, what? These, you know, the author was probably male and chauvinist. No. I mean, it made a lot of sense. Okay? you have X amount of brain power. And yes, many of us can multitask. In fact, the only reason why I got a 1450 on my SATs, I think, is because I was on my period. If I wasn't on my period, when I got a 1350. I took the SAT twice. I didn't have my period. I got a 1350. I am on my period. I got a 1450. For me, it helps. All right. But for other people, it may not. All right. Or being sexually stimulated. Now, what do we do with a study like this? Do we not give a darn? But, you know, what's very interesting about this study is everybody always says, I mean, or they said to me, let concentrate on school. If you're thinking about the boys, you're not going to be able to concentrate. And it's like, what? I could think about boys. I could fantasize about men. I could do whatever and still ace my test. No, you couldn't. Okay? You only have X amount of energy or brain power, et cetera. And if you are using part of it for other functions, then you're not going to be able to be at your best, your ideal. One of the latest X-Men movies, the one that had that gorgeous guy who's going to be in Prometheus. Oh, I love the guy. You know, where they're all young in the 1960s? Well, I guess Mystique was sitting there lifting weights, and she didn't want to be in her blue form. She wanted to look blonde. And the Magneto guy, who's drop-dead gorgeous, who could probably play a James Bond later, he really should. I just can't think of his name at the time. You know, he goes, when you're using half your power trying to look good, you're only at half mast. You know, you need to be able to use all your power, so quit diverting your energy to something else. So now, many women are probably listening to this going, well, if I'm watching porn, I'm obviously not at work. I'm obviously not doing a task that needs me to concentrate. I'm watching porn. Well, you're right. You know, but it's interesting. This is a small study. It's interesting to see how parts of the brain, you have some shunting. Now, does shunting of blood mean the brain's not working? Well, it could be. I mean, I would think the brain would do better the more blood it has. I would think that would be a positive. But it's interesting. And what's also interesting is now women can't just yell at men saying that, men are shutting down their brains because women are just as vulnerable to it. You know, women like sex and, you know, we do. The lack of concentration is something that I think would be the next step that they would need to study. But it's a tough one. It's a tough one to, how do you create a study going, okay, these women fantasizing about the Prometheus guy, right, are not doing their job as well as these women who are thinking about fishies in the Caribbean. You see what I mean? It's not that would be a very difficult task. Okay. Now, we're going to be coming up a break. When we come back a break, we're going to talk about how, is this really true? 4 out of 5 16-year-olds are looking at porn when we don't know about it. All right. And then I want to talk about these Japanese glasses used for weight loss. Kind of cool. 1-877-DOCTOR.
You're not prepared. Get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get PreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways. 1,000 packets of heirloom seeds. 1,000 one-year subscriptions to Global Incident Map. 1,000 trial issues of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster. 25 vials of Dr. Sheely's Bliss. 10 Sigma 3 5-day survival courses. Autographed books by James Wesley Rawls, Matt Stein, Julia Shopik, and Dr. Sheely. And plenty more. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Go to GetPreparedExpo.com. One day passes $10 at the door. Advanced weekend passes $15. At GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Dr. Dolly is show 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. All right, so 4 out of 5 of our teenagers have admitted to seeing obscene material on the internet. 1 in 3 10-year-olds has seen explicit images. 1 in 3. We're talking 30% of our little 10-year-old, that's a kid that hasn't even started, doesn't even know how to spell puberty. I mean, I know we are starting when we're 10, but these kids don't know it yet. They still think they're kids. 10 years old, 1 in 3 have seen explicit images, not by accident. Now, why, what are they doing? Obviously we know what they're doing. I remember catching one of my sons. I told you about the story where the reason why I caught him trying to look something up is when I was scrolling down, you know how you can very lazily hit the arrow down on the, I guess, the web bar. I don't know how to call it. I don't really know how to navigate my way through a computer or a computer site. But anyway, you know how there's that little arrow up top, and you could scroll down and you could find, you know, my Hotmail account, my Facebook account, etc. Well, I saw something that said B-U-B-I-E-S, Bubbies, Boobies. Now, I wasn't as mad at him trying to look up boobies as much as the fact that he couldn't even spell it right. I had a big, yeah, I called his teacher. Of course I did. My son can't spell boobies. What are you doing over there? So, I mean, of course kids are going to be interested in boobies. And now that you have the internet, and no, he never got to see the boobies because B-U-B-I-E-S. Well, I got to try that. Hold on a second. I'm going to try that. B-U-B-I-E-S. What gets pulled up? You know, and so, and now, of course, you know, I tell Dad, you know, and he's like, oh, that's my boy. No, it is not. That's my boy. He should not be on. No, it just says Bubbies, B-U-B-I-E-S. He never got to see the boobs. Oh, that's great. Oh, thank heavens he didn't know how to spell. No, I haven't taught him how to spell yet. Mm-mm. All right, so, you know, kids know they now have access to that. Now, you know, when we were younger, if we wanted access to see, nudie things would probably go into our dad's stash. Or, you know, my mom didn't have a stash. My dad didn't have a stash either. If he did, he wouldn't tell us about it. But that's how, you know, that's how guys did it. You know, our older brother would get a stash of nudie magazines or whatever. Now it's just too easy for kids. Kids could look up anything. Now, there should be some sort of constraint, some sort of ways you could block. But the problem is as your kid gets older, they're like, well, Mom, you know, I need to search. History project on Ponce de Leon. You have to, you know, allow me to search the web so I can get the information I need. You're like, oh, if you're doing Ponce de Leon, no, absolutely, that's fine. You know, and then of course they're looking up porn. So, just know what your kids are doing. Try to look at their searches. And I know there's a way to delete searches. So, I mean, kids are smart. But maybe don't have a computer in their room. Have the computer smack dab in the middle of the kitchen. Or the middle of the family room where you watch TV, all right? They don't have to have a computer in their room. They don't have to have a television in the room. These kids are so darn spoiled, right? But I mean, have the TV right or the computer there, so it's very, very difficult, you know? And I mean, I'm a huge fan of cameras. You want to know what your kid is doing? I have a camera. I mean, it's a family room, so it's not like anybody should be undressed. Right? Should, you know, just have a camera and see what, you know, they could go, you know, Billy, what is this? Oh, I was looking up Ponce de Leon's wife. All right. Okay. Now, what's going on in the LA school district? Apparently, they need to lower their bar to allow people to graduate. Apparently, 8 years ago, the Los Angeles Board of Education adopted a plan to have all students take college prep classes to raise academic standards in their school district, and I guess it's the second largest school district. Nice. I think college prep classes are great. I took them. I love them. They help get you prepared for college. Why not? Okay? But apparently, they think there's going to be many kids that won't pass, that they won't get C's, and may drop out. So they want to lower, from what I understand, the passing grade to a D, just so more people could pass. You can all see the problem with this one, right? All right. The new plan, which still must be approved by the board, would allow students to graduate with 25% fewer credits. If they couldn't pass the more rigorous requirements, then they're going to need to change the course, from what I understand they want to do. Now, I don't know much about college prep courses. I didn't think there was that much room for change. I didn't think there was that much variety in it, but they say currently a student must earn 230 credits to graduate. Under the proposal, the requirement would be reduced to 170 credits, the minimum set by the California Department of Education. Among the requirements to be dropped are health and life skills, technology, and electives that cover a broad range of subjects, including calculus and journalism. So I guess they're going to make things easy. Under the staff proposal, students could also pass the college prep classes with a D, even though California's public university system requires a C. Now, you know, they didn't have this when we were growing up. If you didn't pass, you didn't play. Of those who started as freshmen in the class that graduated 4 years later in 2011, only 15% were eligible for admission to the University of California. Why? Were they legal citizens? The University of California, California State University systems, even among graduating seniors, close to half failed to complete what's called the A through G curriculum. Why are these people failing? Why? Is it the teachers? Are they not buckling down? Are they sitting there too much, you know, looking at porn? What's going on here? I mean, listen, what is the purpose of school? To babysit the kids so mom and dad could work. Well, that's one of them. But what's the real premise behind putting your kids into primary and secondary education to be educated? All right. We need our, you know, the future generations to be able to take care of the world. Right. They need to be prepared for the world. That's why we put them through to school. Right. We teach them health and fitness. We teach them driving. We teach them Shakespeare and literature. We teach them how to read. We teach them how to write. And in this particular case, like, you know what, people are going to drop out. Well, maybe kids do need to fail. All right. I mean, I knew growing up that if you fail the class, you had to retake it. And you just had to keep retaking it until you passed. If you had a problem, you had to go through summer school. You would stay late at school. You would have to get a tutor. And there were many kids that were 18, 19 years old senior year. All right? And people didn't want to be 18 or 19 years old senior year. They wanted to be out of high school because they didn't want to, you know, feel like they were older and be embarrassed. And that was the incentive to buckle down and get your act together. Well, Dr. Dahlia, what if they're single moms? What if they have to work to support, you know, a kid, you know, and they're not married? Well, that, you know, then maybe they shouldn't get pregnant. Okay? The school is making it easier. This one particular school district, I don't know about any other school districts, but this is huge. The L.A. school district is huge. But really, you know, you're going to lower the standards just so they could barely pass. Well, why? What's going to happen to them in college? Is college going to lower the standards? Are they, I mean, is, okay, I'd like to know that if somebody got a degree, they had to work as hard as I did. I know what that degree meant. What is that also going to lead to transfer to medical school? Well, we don't have enough doctors, so we got to make medical school easier. That's okay if you don't pass your anatomy. You only need to know 15% of your anatomical organs and muscles and nerves. This way we could pass you. Is that where we're going with this? I understand not enough doctors are passing their neurosurgery fellowship. That's okay. That's okay. Only learn 15% of the brain. That's fine. Most people only use that much anyway. No, I have a huge problem with this. Let the kids fail. Let the kids fail. And they have to go back and take the class over again. There's really no room for negotiation on this. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got another hour coming up. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.